Turkey's US and European allies are voicing increasing criticism of the Iranian presidential election and crackdown by its security forces on demonstrators. But Ankara has remained silent since Turkish President Abdullah Gül sent a congratulatory message to his Iranian counterpart Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. On Monday, Turkish Foreign Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu refused to criticize the crackdown.
Bu meseleleri İran'ın kendi içinde sağlıklı bir istişare ve karşılıklı görüşmeler.
He says Turkey's government believes the problems in Iran will be solved by its inner mechanisms with the best possible result. He says Turkey hopes Iran's dynamic and well-attended presidential election will not be overshadowed by the recent developments. Foreign Minister Davutoğlu advocates Turkey working to improve its relations with all its neighbors, including Iran. Last year, while the rest of Europe was giving the Iranian president the cold shoulder, President Gül hosted Mr. Ahmadinejad in Istanbul. And despite US criticisms, Turkey is increasingly eyeing Iran as an alternative to Russia for its energy supplies. But Turkish journalist Akif Emre says the ruling Islamic AK Party's Iran policy does not mean it's rejecting its Western allies.
Turkey's new policy is two main strategic ways, stronger relationship West and also open the new area for their foreign policy from Africa to Middle East and neighbors.
That policy has seen Turkey's government courting controversial groups like Hamas and Sudan's president Omar al-Bashir, who's been indicted for genocide by the International Court. But international relations expert Cengiz Akdar of Istanbul's Başakşehir University says trying to have close ties with Iran and the West is an impossible balancing act.
One cannot have a double or triple track policy when it comes to international matters, after all, because what is happening in Iran is a matter of democracy. So once again, like in Sudan, the government is in total contradiction with its ally.
On the streets of Istanbul, there appears little support for Mr. Ahmadinejad or the Turkish government's stance towards his victory.
It's their democratic rights. They want Musavi, but Ahmadinejad's supporters manipulated votes, so their rights were stolen. I think people are right to defend their rights, so I support them.
I don't think Turkish government has had a good point on his politics with Iran, because starting from our own country, we should be promoting liberty more than anything else.
Foreign Minister Davutoğlu says Turkey's non-confrontational stance towards Mr. Ahmadinejad puts it in an ideal position to defuse tensions between Iran and the West, especially over Iran's nuclear ambitions. But Professor Akhtar says Turkey's foreign minister overestimates his country's importance.
He might have this sort of things in mind, becoming a kind of go-between in the new hypothetical relationship that is expected between Iran and the West. But unfortunately, neither the West nor Iran needs Turkey for this sort of things.
Iran has repeatedly rejected Turkey's offer to mediate with the United States. And with the Iranian leadership taking an increasingly tough stance towards its election protesters, Ankara could find itself in a difficult position. Calls are growing from inside Iran and among Turkey's allies for tougher sanctions against Tehran. Columnist Emre says such a move would be hard for Ankara.
Turkey, first of all, would try to keep balance, but if European Union and American state, they develop new policy against Iranian regime, Turkish government hasn't got any choice. I think they act with the Western bloc.
Iran's president has upped his rhetoric against the West, while reports continue to grow of an increasing crackdown on Iran's election protesters, which analysts say is putting more pressure on Turkey's balancing act between the West and Iran. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul, Turkey.